Can we consciously grow new muscle and bone? Now, I consciously, deliberately added muscle to my body in my early years because I wanted to. But can we consciously affect our bones as well?
You can in the same way. The difference is that the current belief about the muscle is there. The current belief about the bone is not.
Well, that's true. I saw a man who had developed tremendous muscles, and I wanted that. And because others were doing it, many others were doing it, I believed I could too. But I haven't seen bone changed.
The reason that more things do not change more quickly in your society today is because most people are giving their attention predominantly to what is. In order to affect change, you must look beyond what is. It slows you down tremendously if you need to see evidence of something before you believe it, because that means you have to wait for someone else to create it before you can believe it. But when you understand that the universe and the law of attraction will respond to your imagined idea as quickly as it responds to an observed idea, then you can move quickly into new creations without having to wait for someone else to accomplish it first.
So the challenge is being that pioneer, in other words, the first one out.
The leading edge does require vision and positive expectation, but it is really where the most powerful exhilaration is. To be in a state of desire and to have no doubt is the most satisfying experience possible. But to want something and not believe in your ability to achieve it does not feel good. When you think only of what you desire without constant contradictions that are filled with doubt or disbelief, the universal response to your desire comes quickly. And in time, you begin to feel the power of your deliberate thought. But that kind of pure thought takes practice, and it requires that you spend less time observing what is and more time visualizing what you'd like to experience. In order to tell the new and improved story about your physical experience, you have to spend time thinking and speaking about the experience you would like to live. The most powerful thing you can do, the thing that will give you much greater leverage than any action, is to spend time every day visualizing your life as you want it to be. We encourage that you go to a quiet and private environment for 15 minutes every day, where you can close your eyes and imagine your body, your environment, your relationships, your life in ways that please you. What has been has nothing to do with what will be, and what others experience has nothing to do with your experience. But you must find a way to separate yourself from all of that, from the past and from others, in order to be what you want to be.